Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber and Family Pastor Scott Torres talk about the hope that Christ brings to a world that is struggling with hope right now.
Well, thanks for joining us. As Liz mentioned, we're going to talk about hope, and I'm glad to be joined by Scott today on this podcast. Scott, as we think about hope, obviously, it's obvious that there's a lot of fear and anxiety, and people need hope during the coronavirus. But long before the coronavirus hit, there still was a need for people to have hope. What do we mean when we talk about hope?
If I had to say biblical hope, I'd probably say it's a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. So it's a confident expectation, a desire for something good in the future. Hope seems to be related to the future to some degree. So,
all right. And so let me ask you another question. Let's talk about this. What is the difference between how we might use the word hope, and how the Bible uses the word hope? Because there is a real difference.
There is a difference. Maybe I would say culturally, secularly, maybe hope would be maybe kind of a wish. Versus biblically, it could be rooted in more of a confidence, an assurance, a desire that what we're hoping for will happen.
So. Right. Yeah. We say things like, "Oh, I hope nobody gets sick that I know." Right. Or, "I hope I don't lose my job." Even to be much more or much less important. Back in the day when we could watch sports, I hope the Panthers win this week or whatever. We go into those kind of things, and by that kind of hope, it's almost like a wish, like you said. It's something that we would like to happen, but we really have no idea whether it's going to happen or not. In contrast, the Bible speaks of hope not like a wish. So, for instance, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the writer, the Apostle Peter there says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So, and the Message is not a translation, but it's a paraphrase. The Message puts that like this: because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for. So I think there is a biblical hope, a confidence, and it really comes down to the resurrection from the dead of Jesus, and that makes it important. This people will listen to this podcast obviously at different times, but we're publishing it right around Easter in 2020, and that's a great time to talk about hope.
Yeah, and I like what you said about biblical hope, and it's confident expectation of what God has promised. And its strength in His faithfulness. So you reference 1 Peter and the resurrection. When I think about that passage, I mean, there's different people may interpret that passage in a few different ways. But when I look at it, I think of Christ's resurrection is a pledge of our own future resurrection. So I have hope that one day, because He rose from the dead, I'm going to rise from the dead. So maybe that's just an example of biblical hope, and you referencing that passage, which was a good one, by the way.
I read this story once at the height of Desert Storm, February 22nd or 27th, 1991. A lady named Ruth Dillo received a very sad message from the Pentagon. Her son, Clayton Carpenter, private first class, had stepped on a mine in the Persian Gulf and had died. And she wrote, "I can't begin to describe my grief and shock. It was almost more than I could bear. For 3 days I wept. For 3 days I expressed anger and loss. For 3 days people tried to comfort me to no avail because the loss was too great. But 3 days later, her telephone rang, and the voice on the other end said, "Mom, it's me. I'm alive." And Ruth Dillow said, "I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it at first, but then I recognized his voice, and he really was alive." And she said, "I laughed, I cried, I felt like turning cartwheels, because my son, who I thought was dead, was really alive. I'm sure none of you can even begin to understand how I felt." Well, you know, there were disciples in Jesus' followers, his first followers, and they knew how she felt, except they knew it even more. It wasn't a false report. It was a false report that she received about her son being dead. And she described to us in a very poignant way what that must have felt like. Well, they saw this one that they were following. They saw him die. And so their hopes were shattered. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And they saw him, and hundreds saw him, and there's so much hope. And here at Easter, I think it's always great to point to that hope, but especially when our world is in crisis. Where do we point? Let's point to a risen Jesus.
The reason why I love Easter so much is the resurrection. You know, for those who love apologetics, there were eyewitnesses to his resurrection. And so our hope, our belief in Jesus rising from the dead, being alive, even right now seated at the right hand, it's established in verifiable witnesses. There were people that actually saw him. And so it's factual. There were witnesses. And so it's not just a fairy tale, but there were eyewitnesses. So that also helps me as we think about having hope in the future, or what biblical hope is in the resurrection.
I think about Josh McDowell. Obviously, he was an unbeliever, and he was converted to Christ and Christianity after he realized there was just too much irrefutable evidence. A student at the University of Uruguay once asked him, "Why can't you refute Christianity?" And he said, "I'm not able to explain away an event in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And so, you know, Christianity is not just a belief system, as some people may think. It's based on an actual event in history. Jesus died. Between 500 and 600 people saw him. And psychiatrists tell us, of course, that hallucinations are an individual rather than a group experience. There are four different written accounts, and there's an empty tomb that all bear witness to his resurrection. And so we are happy to say to you today that if you are looking for hope, then look no farther than Jesus Christ. Scott, what's your last word?
Yeah, the older I get, the more these two verses in John 11, they mean more to me. And listen to what Jesus said along these lines. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Then he asked the question, "Do you believe this?" And to your point, if anybody's listening, do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? He died and rose from the dead. He offers us eternal life with him when we die, when he returns.
Yes, and if we can help you with that in any way, if you have questions, please contact us on our website. There's ways to email us and get in touch with us. And we'd love to point you to that offer.
And so in light of that, Pastor, can you finish this sentence? He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
That's right. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. And those of you who have that hope, we encourage you to share it
Amen.
With those that need it most.
Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.